Hi, I'm Joanne, and I'm with the Tacoma Chamber, and our piece was the piece that's right out in front of the Tacoma Art Museum. Some of the things that we liked about it was that it was open, clean, it can be the center for several things, and that it's a clean slate, because if you look at it, it's pretty cold and sterile, and those are some of the things we didn't like about it. It had noise, it wasn't easily accessible, and it's just, it doesn't say, come over here and use this area. It's a very cold area. It's kind of hard to get to. So we felt that that was kind of like a clean slate that we could kind of start to build things on. Some of the things that we thought that might help in the short term were to add some planters along the street because the noise was really bad. And somebody said that if you added planters that were about 3 feet, that that's where a lot of the noise would be coming off the street, was about a 3 foot level. And that would also soften it by adding some vegetation, some plants. We thought chairs and tables out there would be really nice for people to have their lunch. And then I was talking with Allison from the art museum, and I said, you know, I said, we don't see a lot of people coming in the front door to the art museum, but if you had a lot of people out in front, it would say, okay, the art museum is a happening place. Come on in, see what's going on. Maybe we have a really great thing going on here. So we kind of thought that that would kind of benefit in that aspect of it. And she was saying that a lot of people enter from the parking garage that's in the back. They come in, they see things, and then they leave. So we kind of want to get them out and on the streets of Tacoma more. And we felt that that would help, is to have some activity right out in front of the art museum. We also bought trash bins. I don't know if anybody looked down the sidewalks across over at the new park, and out here there are no trash bins. So if I'm eating my lunch, I actually came over and used the park here not too long ago, and we had to carry what we brought in out because there were no trash bins to put our trash in. So it's like they want us to keep the streets clean, but there's no trash bins to do that. So we found that is a really big deterrent. We also thought that it'd be kind of nice for the art museum to take and move the art museum outside. We felt that that could be done really easily with art classes out there. We thought that they could bring artists in and do sidewalk chalk. When I was in Europe, you had artists that were actually out on the sidewalks, and they would be doing their artwork out there. And people would gather around and watch them do their artwork. You could do that with the kids. You could do that with adults. It just would take the art museum from inside the stuffy building and take it outside to a really nice open area out there. And again, it would show people that there are things going on at the art museum. There's activity. There's happening. There are things like that. We noticed that, too, you've got the stairs out there, and they've got those little cliffs that look like an afterthought, and we know the reason for that is for the skateboarders, but apparently there are some artistically designed skate blocks that could be put on there that would make that look, you know, more user-friendly or warmer. It wouldn't be so cold and seem like it was an afterthought. We want to increase the crosswalk going to the new park because, I don't know about you guys, but that just looks scary out there thinking about crossing there. And it was brought up a really good idea. West Seattle apparently has an intersection where what happens is that it's red on all sides all at once, and then people can cross. And they can cross wherever they want, and all traffic is stopped at once. And so that just makes that more user-friendly, more accessible for people to get across. You feel safer because everybody's stopped. There's no worry about somebody making a right turn or anything like that. It's just everything is stopped. And so we thought that that would be a really good feature for this out here because you've got so many venues that are feeding into that. We felt that that would be very helpful. And that would also help with the traffic calming and kind of slowing them down. One of the things we thought, and this isn't necessarily for our area, but this is something that I've been preaching lately, is that everybody is complaining about the skateboarders, and they're putting clips up to keep them from doing their skating and everything like that. I think we need a downtown, and we talked about this, a downtown skate park for the kids to be able to skateboard. They want to be a part of downtown. They want to be where the action is, but we have four police with six skateboarders kicking them out of the park. You know, it's not saying come down here, we like young people, come enjoy our downtown. So we felt that that would be really an added benefit. And also, put up an urban art wall, because a lot of kids that skateboard, they like to do art too. So if you had an urban art wall where they can do their tagging and do their artwork and everything like that, that's going to give them a venue to do that also. And so then you're not going to have so much of this of them tagging. You're still going to have the problem kids, and you've got that with adults and everything. So, but you're going to minimize that and only have just a couple of problem people instead of all the kids that just want to do things. So we felt that that would be a really good benefit to add somewhere into this mix. Some of the people that we thought would be great supporters is the Tacoma School for the Arts, the Art Museum, Grassi's. We also liked behind your area is that nice little, you've got a parking lot and then that nice little green area. We thought that'd make a great, if you took your business out the back of that and expanded that and made a great little cafe kind of garden kind of area back there, because your building would add as a buffer for the noise for Pacific Avenue and allow a great place for people to go and have coffee and have lunch and stuff like that. We thought that'd be a really good use of that space. That was kind of something that was long term. The Downtown Merchants Group, the BIA, the Historical Society, and of course the City of Tacoma, because we're not going to be able to do a lot of these things without their help. So they're a really important piece to this. Farmers Market, the Courthouse and the GSA, the University of Washington, the Marriott, Rainier Pacific Foundation, the Milgard Foundation, and United Way and DeVita. So those were some of the people that we felt were in the area that might truly benefit from a lot of this.